So how do you create a learning culture? Only if you learn, you can develop and meet the growing demands of your jobs. Friday afternoon, for everyone, 3 hours, no emails, no meetings, time for learning. Yes, I should study, I should learn, and know that. And actually I want to. But can you maybe tell me when and how I should do it? Unquote. Many of the managers and leaders who we worked with over the last couple of years and also in the recent months sound like this or something similar. They want to learn. At least they somehow want to learn. But they often have the feeling they can't. They want to learn how to develop a really good strategy, a really good company strategy, country strategy, a functional strategy for their department, in addition to their operational job. But they think they can't. Just last week, my partner Gelinde and I concluded a 4 months company strategy project with a great client of ours. We really love working with them. Global company with an Italian headquarters and an Italian DNA. Passion. They wanted and needed a company strategy update. Over a course of 4 months, we supported them in getting from the base back in December via structured questions, analysis, and decision making to 73 pages of pre-work. And in the workshop last week, within 3 days, we helped them to moderate themselves, to take really good decisions and take it down from 73 pages to one. So they now have a company strategy on one page, developed by them, understood by everyone, and truly aligned. So they, with a sigh of relief, they went like, wow, yes, clapped hands, high fives, and had a glass of champagne. Well-deserved, by the way. They did fine work, really fine work and hard work. But also in that context, they said, but Stefan, in those last 4 months, we probably had to work 20% more on top of our operational work. We learned how to do strategy, but how can we do that on a sustained basis? So it's a topic that is important. And I think it's important. It's another confirmation that you should invest in learning instead of overtime. And that we all have a great opportunity to establish leadership through a learning culture. That inspired this podcast today, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. So welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, which aims to help you to lead the way you think you want, to lead the way you think you should lead. Now, how do you see the connection between learning and leading? For me, it's really important. First, for the others around you. They can only be successful if they can learn. And I think the same applies to you and me. And we can only succeed if we learn. Now, the leaders we work with, when thinking about learning, often face a couple of barriers, including these ones. Lack of time. When can I learn without neglecting my other sometimes urgent business priorities? Lack of motivation. Why should I learn and make this entire effort? And an unsuitable learning environment. How can I learn without interactivity, with poor infrastructure, without support? All three barriers are directly related to leadership and to the management culture in the company. and also to the learning culture in the company. Addressing these three barriers can make people much more productive. It can make your people better. It can make them extremely motivated to come to your company and stay, even in harder times. These are some of the reasons why learning matters so much. And like many things in leadership, it's certainly not easy, but it is absolutely possible. If you've been listening to a few of the Lightwolf podcast episodes already, maybe you recognize that I haven't said yet any single time that leadership is easy. I think it's great. It can unleash motivation. It can unleash growth. It can stop the wrong things from happening. I think leading well is absolutely great. It's not easy, but it's possible. And the same is true for creating an environment of learning instead of fostering more and more overtime. Many companies prove it. So how do you create a learning culture? Three tips I'd like to share with you. Number one, prioritize time for learning. If you think about it for a moment, what big topics have you invested your precious time into over the past year? What did you learn? Did you learn the things you wanted to learn? And did you learn the things you needed to learn? Learning requires time. Time to reflect and time to think. Prioritize time for learning. Tip number two. Expect learning from yourself and others. One way to change human behavior is to have clear expectations. Expect people to learn, and also to have a clear why. Why should I learn? And a simple first step. Expect yourself and others to learn. Expect learning. Expect it from yourself. Because maybe the demands of your current job are changing and increasing over the next couple of years. And maybe you want to keep your current job. So then you need to change with your job. If your job gets more demanding in the next 5-6 years, then you need to learn how to cope with these increasing demands so that you keep your current job. Or do you want a new responsibility in your company in a while? Maybe you would like to make a sidestep, experience in another department, maybe even with less responsibility for some time. If I can share an example of my own career, when I was 6 years in my first employer, great company, great people, great brands, a lot of effort put on my learning, on my education, on my leadership and management learning, and on my functional learning. They really invested a lot into me, and I'm so grateful I started and stayed so long in that company. But one of the things I did after about 6 years, within just one day, that started so many things in my life, I also decided I want to spend some time in sales. I had grown up in the marketing department in a company that is brand driven. So I learned, I enjoyed marketing. I also knew that I could have some influence. I could have a nice career if I perform well. But I had no clue about sales. And in a few moments, in a certain moment when I shared my strategy proposal with my boss and he asked me, do you know how this strategy proposal impacts your own sales in your biggest customer? I turned pale. I was clueless. I had no idea. So I went over to sales. I asked, I got a really quick introduction into the sales impact. And then I decided, you know what? I want to spend some time in sales. I spent 2 years in the sales department. And initially, I stepped back in terms of responsibility. I had 6 people in marketing. I had 0 people in sales in the first couple of months. I had 280 million euros of sales responsibility, of revenue responsibility running the brands. But I had 0 in sales. And that was fine. It was the right step. So for the first 3-4 months, I was just learning. I was stepping aside and stepping back. But then 3-4 months in, people saw that I'm not stupid. I can do work. I can get things done. I can grow. I'm motivated. And they gave me a client. So I suddenly ran a 50 million euro sales responsibility. I got 15 people reporting to me to help me manage that client. And we sold all the company's brands to this one retailer in West Germany. And those 2 years really were an upright part of my career. My learning curve was vertical. We were also not doing bad. I made a couple of beginner's mistakes, of course. I was new in sales, but the results were strong. Yeah, the company nationally grew 6%. My team's business grew 9%, so we weren't doing bad. And it was the absolutely right step to kind of step back and step aside in terms of responsibility, because that was required for me to get into sales and have a great time over there. I learned a ton that I'm benefiting from until this very day. Yeah, so that's one step, how learning helps and how being flexible in terms of career can help. Yeah, I stepped sideways and backwards, sideways into another function and backwards in terms of responsibility, but that helped me a lot in the assignments coming afterwards. Yeah. So that's one example. Maybe you want to do a sidestep into a different department or function. Or maybe your wish is to get promoted not too far in the future. If that's the case, then again, the job requirements will grow. The requirements at your next level will be higher than at your current. And in order to meet them, I mean, you do not just want to get the promotion, right? You want to succeed on the next level. If you want to succeed on the next level, then you need to learn how to do that, how to deliver at higher complexity, how to deliver when you have to take bigger decisions, how to deliver when you're leading more senior people, when maybe you're leading in a more multifunctional environment. All of these things require you to learn. So my second tip for you is expect learning. Expect it from yourself and expect it from others. Only if you learn, you can develop and meet the growing demands of your jobs. And tip number 3, create a suitable learning environment. Let me share a few examples. First, you may have heard about the Google culture. Indeed, a very successful company. One of the things that for sure contributes is Google's learning culture, because it fosters innovation, it fosters leadership, it fosters people growing. And I've seen it. I've seen it in 3 Google offices last year, 2023. I've learned in one of the biggest, maybe the biggest office in Europe, in Zurich, where I was hosted and had the pleasure to be the guest of Eric Tolomei, a wonderful, experienced senior leader who has co-led 2,200 people in Google Zurich. Yeah? And later in the year, November, I saw 2 Google offices in Manhattan. Again, I was glad to be hosted by a young, very strong talent and leader, by Lukas Geiger, who is with Google now since a couple of years, a young customer engineer who showed me around in 2 Manhattan offices. If you're interested and want to learn more about their learning culture, why don't you listen into Lightwolf podcast number 374 with insight from those 2 leaders. So that's learning culture at Google. One day a week, they ask people to do whatever they want. because they trust they will do something smart and useful for themselves and for Google. One way to create a learning culture. Second example, from last week, when we indeed had a great strategy workshop closing and managed to get 73 pages of pre-read condensed into one page of company strategy. One of the participants said, look, I've heard that L'Oréal has a Learning Friday. Learning Friday means Friday afternoon for everyone, 3 hours, no emails, no meetings, time for learning. What a great way to create a suitable learning environment. Maybe an idea for you. Maybe you want to learn from them and copy it. And a few more things you can do to create a suitable learning environment for the people in your organization. Cater to learning preferences as much as possible. Some people are more introvert. They might prefer learning alone. Some people are more extrovert. They might prefer learning in exchange and dialogue. Some people prefer learning by listening. They might benefit from podcasts. Some others prefer learning by reading. They might benefit from blogs, books, literature. So tailor and cater to people's learning preferences. In a nutshell, three tips how you can create a learning culture around you. First, prioritize time for learning. Second, expect learning from yourself and others. And third, create a suitable learning environment. If you like this podcast, do me a favor, take your smartphone now, click on the star rating in your streaming app, and leave me a reference. This would not only mean a lot to me personally, but help us professionally. Because if you leave a reference and tell us what you like and what we can improve, we can further improve this Lightwolf podcast for you. And finally, if you see anything around you, in your team, in your company, in a neighboring team, where you would like to have some input on how to improve strategy, how to improve strategy execution, how to improve the definition of good leadership in your company, how to help teams be more productive and more trusting, how to lead yourself better and others better, or if you know someone in your organization who wants individual coaching for some time to learn the way they want to lead and lead the way they want to lead. If any of those is relevant for you, and if you'd fancy a personal exchange with me, then please look into the show notes of this podcast. There is a Calendly link straight to my diary. Book a slot and we will chat. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. I thank you for your time and I look forward to welcoming you again here soon in the Lightwolf podcast. Thanks. See you shortly. Your Stefan.